I'm going to be honest. I can't go to Iran. I can't deploy to Iran. And it's not because I don't want to. I want to serve my country. It's just that I will be an OPSEC liability in any country filled with pretty caramel-colored women. She's going to be like, what's an op board? And I'm going to be like, it's hard to explain. It'd be easier if I just grab one and show you.
My son, you were deployed to the Army today. I can't stop imagining all the dangers you'll face. You said, Mom, I'll be careful, but my heart is full of fear. Please, God, protect my child and bring him back.
I ain't doing this bullshit. I'm not dying for Epstein's buddies. Who do these people think we are? Honestly, they think so little of us. There's no chance I'm going to war for you. I will flee. I will go to jail. I will threaten to friendly fire everybody so that they cannot put me out on the battlefield. I don't care. I'm not dying for a foreign nation.
Wow. We are now learning that Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth covered up Iranian strikes against Americans in the Middle East and covered up their injuries and never talked about them publicly. According to the New York Times, in the week leading up to the Iranian attack on Friday that killed two U.S. soldiers and left one service member missing in Jordan, Iran carried out three other strikes against U.S. forces in the country. Those attacks injured dozens of U.S. service members and damaged several helicopters, according to U.S. officials who spoke anonymously. But the Pentagon did not disclose the earlier strikes, nor the casualties and the damage they inflicted. They are legitimately covering up information about this war so Donald Trump doesn't become even more unpopular than he already is. They are hiding casualty numbers and hiding the amount of strikes that Iran has launched against the United States. It's disgusting.
Would you go to war for America or do some time in prison?
Lock me up, throw away the key, burn it, melt it, throw me under the jail. I don't care. I'm not fighting for this country. I'm allergic to bullets.
The House just passed a bill that automatically registers men ages 18 to 25 into the military draft.
How long is the prison time?
It's a maximum of 5 years, but you're definitely getting fed time.
I'm going to take the prison.
Why you say that? You don't want to fight for your country?
My country barely likes me like that, for real.
I go to war for America, man. It's like stepping in water, and you don't know if that water, where that water may take you, you know what I'm saying, how that feel, mate. It's like jumping into a jungle, you know. I'm a definitely fight for the war, you know, because I'm a humble dog. And
you going to prison or you gonna fight for America?
I'm fighting for the USA, man.
Okay, why you say that, brother?
Really, if I do it, I'm gonna do it for my family. That's how I'm gonna look at it.
Brother, how old are you?
18.
You know what that means, right?
No, I don't.
I'm not fighting in no war, you know. Chilling there with R. Kelly, you know, probably ain't that bad. You know what I'm saying? I'm not fighting. I wonder how many other people gonna be in there. You know, you feel me? How many other people that's not going to be fighting in this war? Because it won't be me.
When you try to see what is really happening right now, since this war with Iran started, and you see the way a lot of American troops, now they are refusing to go fight in that war. They are saying we can't risk our life to go fight of something we don't know. When you try to see the way they are quitting their jobs massively is something really alarming. At the same time, some parents, they are saying, I can't send my son to go die there in a foreign land where we don't know what is even really happening. Let's dive into today's episode. Drop your thoughts in the comment section. Then we'll come back with more commentaries.
They don't want you to see this text message because the families of U.S. soldiers who are stationed in the Middle East right now fighting against Iran are leaking the truth about how bad things are. This woman revealed that she spoke with a U.S. soldier at a base in the Middle East today and said that half of the base is on fire. They're running out of defenses. A water well was hit, so no water is available to put out the fire, and CENTCOM is just covering everything up while they do nothing to solve the problem. She also added that at this U.S. military base, they are currently preparing for an influx of refugee military personnel from several bases in the region. Apparently, everyone is pissed off at CENTCOM because they didn't even approve funding until the last second, and now they're scrambling. And instead of focusing on ending this war and bringing our troops home, Trump is trying to escalate the situation. The U.S. is bombing targets like Iran Shah Airport, the Bandar Kamir Bridge. They're hitting Bandar Abbas every single night, and they even hit a children's cancer hospital in Avaz, Iran. All the while, they lie to you and tell you that they're hitting only military targets. Trump has openly declared that for every Iranian missile that is fired at a ship trying to illegally cross the Strait of Hormuz, he'll blow up an Iranian power plant or bridge. This aggression and escalation does nothing to protect American citizens, to safeguard our national interests, or to actually uplift the lives of American citizens. In fact, fact, it only guarantees that more U.S. service people abroad in the Middle East are going to have their lives put at risk. 18 U.S. service members have already died in this war, and over 600 have been injured from what they admit. Things could get much worse. There are over 50,000 U.S. troops in the region at bases which are getting hit on a nightly basis because of Trump's illegal war. Enough is enough. Bring our troops home. To those of you who have loved ones serving in the U.S. military, encourage them to consciously object and end their contracts.
What the fuck I look like fighting for a country that doesn't even respect me or my people? I'm not fighting in nobody's war. I didn't vote for this nigga, so get him and all his supporters to go out there and fight that damn war. Y'all got me and my black people fucked up, but we will be watching.
It's being reported that some soldiers are opting out of this war and refusing to deploy to Iran. Soldiers are filing conscientious objections. This is an objection to participate in war in any form. Every soldier has the right to object, and this can be based on religious, ethical, or moral beliefs. It's being said that a lot of soldiers filed their objection after it was found out that it was an American missile that struck an Iranian school, unaliving 150 children. Some soldiers cited they didn't believe that Iran was an imminent threat to the United States when this war was started. Others also cited that they did not want to fight a war for another country. Once a soldier files a conscientious objection, before the investigation even starts, their command is notified and any deployments or assignments must be halted. Now, there is a possibility that their conscientious objection could be rejected, and Donald Trump could pass a law where conscientious objections are not allowed during these times. But what would that say about our country if we would force people to fight for something that they don't believe in?
Responsible. 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 Responsible.
If you die fighting for America in 2026, it is no longer seen as honorable. It is now pointless. These are the first six people to die in the US-Iran war. CBS News says the name and age of everybody who died. But for the last guy, they forget to remove the stock indicator. You can't even see his name, his age. This man had a name. His name was Jeffrey O'Brien. He had a beautiful family. He died fighting a pointless battle, and they couldn't even say his name. This young man right here, his name is Declan Cody. He was only 20 years old and he died. He wasn't even old enough to go buy himself a drink. Dying fighting for America used to mean something. Before the Vietnam War, if you died fighting for America, it was the most honorable thing you could do. This meant you died fighting for every American's freedom. During World War II, when America was fighting the Japanese, a US ship was hit. This led to 700 people being missing. Five of those missing were brothers from the same family. The youngest was only 20 and the oldest was just 27. This became front paper news. Many newspapers were talking about these five missing brothers. They were seen as American heroes. When the news spoke about these missing US soldiers, they cared. To many Americans, these five brothers made the ultimate sacrifice. But now in 2026, dying for America is not the honor it used to be. Not even 2 weeks after the first Americans die in this US-Iran war, six more US soldiers die. This family was at home when they got a knock at the door. When they opened the door, it was people wearing uniform. They knew right away their son had died. Since the passing of Tyler Simmons, his cousin has come out and said this war is uncalled for. He said we didn't need to be in this war. But I just want to say rest in peace to all the soldiers who have died in this war. I would rather serve crack before I serve this country, but none of these US soldiers deserve to die.
Oh, and I almost forgot. Let me put this shit out in the ether, out in the streets. My kids, my two sons, one of which is 19, freshman in college. The other is 21, works for a multi-billion dollar race team, travels all over the country, living his best life. They've got their whole lives ahead of them. They are not, and I repeat, they are not fucking going to fight a war for a fucking foreign entity and die when they've got their whole lives ahead of them. Not fucking happening. My sons aren't going. Draft, give a fuck about a draft. They're not going. I'm just, like I said, I'm putting this out in the streets right now. I don't give a fuck. They're not going. It's not fucking happening. Or anyone I know is not going to let their sons go over there and fucking die for this madness. Not going to fucking happen. Regime change. I don't give a fuck. Go to fight for oil, steal gold, the third temple. I don't care. They're not going. They're not going. You can come and get me first.
You can come and get me. I'm in good enough shape. I'm in good enough shape, and I don't give a fuck. Like I said, just letting you know. Not going. It's not happening. You're not taking my sons over to some foreign land to die for your fucking proxy war and your fucking money laundering war. It's not happening. It's not happening. I hope you see it. And I hope you know, myself or anyone I know is not going to allow it to happen. So are millions of people. It's just not going to happen. All right? So do what you got to do. You're not getting my sons.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
We didn't start this war, but under President Trump, we are finishing it.
You literally started the war. Pete, there is no, we didn't start the war. You literally started the war. Pete, you changed your title to Secretary of War because you love war so much. You started the war. Pete, everybody went to bed Friday night. Everybody went to bed Friday night. No war. We woke up Saturday morning to war. Everyone woke up to a war because you started it at 11 p.m. The president called you, and he knew you'd be awake because you were probably doing Jaeger bombs because you love bombing shit so much like your own liver. And he said, Pete, I need a distraction. Give me a war. And then you grabbed your phone and said, ChatGPT.
The United States government is actively running out of military weapons. You heard that correctly. They're running out of munitions as a result of the war in Iran. And according to new CNN reporting, the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Kane, and Vice President J.D. Vance privately warned Donald Trump over the past several days that continuing this war in Iran, well, we could be depleting America's stockpile. That is significant because not only would it curb America's ability to do much in Iran, but it could hurt America's ability to respond to attacks from other adversaries, if an adversary were to attack. After 13 straight days of bombing Iran, Donald Trump abruptly stopped the bombing Friday night. And then he stopped it again Saturday night, last night. And now we're in Sunday, and it looks as though, because of the munitions stockpile issues that the United States is having, we may not have much more bombing of Iran soon. But this is a major story not getting much coverage. Spread the word. Follow along to stay up to date on all the news you need to know about.
Okay, guys, y'all see this right here? CNN breaking news. Secretary Hegseth faces lawmakers as admin seeks billions for Iran war. It's not billions that Hegseth, stupid ass, is trying to ask for. He just asked the Committee on Capitol Hill for $1.2 trillion for the Iran war right now. He's asking right now for an extra $1.2 trillion from the American people to fund the Iran war. Another $1.2 trillion, y'all, not billions. But during this speech that's live right now, three people have got up and started heckling inside of the building. So they had to pause the hearing three times.
And strength while stabilizing mission critical.
President Trump has not ruled out boots on the ground in Iran. Are you afraid of a U.S. invasion in your country?
No, we are waiting for them.
You are waiting for the U.S. military to invade the ground troops?
Yes, because we are confident that we can confront them, and that would be a big disaster for them.
So you're saying that Iran is ready and willing to take on the U.S. military if there were to be ground troops?
Well, we were ready for this war even more than the previous war. Our soldiers are prepared for any scenario. When I said that we are waiting for them, it didn't mean that we are waiting for continuation of the war. No, but we have prepared ourselves to confront with any scenario, with any eventuality, any possibility, and we know that we can handle that.
19 years I've spent in the Army. And I have made the decision to get out. And I hear a lot of, well, it's just one more year. Oh, you're crazy to be missing out on all that money. but people don't know what I've been through. I deployed to Afghanistan about 8 years ago. And coming home since then, I've stuck it out. And finally, the trauma from that has caught up with me. And I have stayed so long in a system that literally broke me. Yes, I've had really good times, but the one bad time holds so much weight that I can't do it anymore. I don't have any more left in me. And today I just learned that the reason I'm getting out is the same reason so many other people have voluntarily separated from the military. So being a part of something that has caused me so much trauma, it's been really difficult. But I'm done. I can finally take this off. I'm free. I'm gonna go get my septum pierced now.
Donald Trump and his regime's desperate attempts to manipulate the American people on this war with Iran simply isn't working. Folks, let me break something down for you. Just last year, Donald Trump came out before the American people and stated that the U.S. had totally obliterated Iran's nuclear capabilities and had ridden them of their nuclear fissile material. But this war that we are currently waging against Iran is because they still possess nuclear fissile material. Not only that, Donald Trump has said to the media that this war is essentially complete. But the 82nd Airborne Division is en route to Iran as we speak, along with an amphibious carrier with about 3,000 Marines, with the sole purpose of what? Putting boots on the ground. But I thought this war was complete. Not only that, Donald Trump has said that Iran's military capabilities have been completely wiped out. But Iran is still blowing up oil fields all across the planet. Not only that, they have completely shut down the Strait of Hormuz, creating shockwaves for all of us who drive gas-guzzling cars. And on top of that, just shot down the most advanced stealth fighter jet on planet Earth, the F-35. But their military capabilities have been wiped out. Y'all understand what's happening here? Y'all understand that this is a president that is totally all over the place. And what's really sad is that the American people are more willing to hear the description of the situation on the ground by the Iranians over this White House, over Donald Trump and his regime. That is indicative of how much trust this White House has lost with the American people. Because, folks, 1 + 1 not equaling 2 right now.
As a military combat veteran who has spent a few tours in Iraq during Operation Iraqi Freedom and personally folded 36 flags with these hands, I have got to tell you, barring politics and everything, we're talking about cold, hard facts here. Our young men and women are about to die for an old man's fight. And none of the old men are going to take part in it. So they're not going to die. The retaliation for what Iran did to one of our bases, where we came back at Iran, what they just did was they started going after one of our naval facilities. And they attacked Saudi Arabia, where the fossil fuels reside. The commerce, the business behind all of it. And you know who does business with Saudi Arabia with fossil fuels? We do. It's the same exact thing with a different face on it. Hear me. This is not about proving who's the bigger bully on the playground anymore. These hands folded 36 flags in 4 months.
I know I usually do the haha funny videos, but what happened in the U.S. House of Representatives today is so serious, I feel like I had to directly address it. Because not only did they approve this bill, which would increase the U.S. military spending budget to $1.5 trillion fucking dollars, but they approved Section 219 of this bill, which would integrate the United States military with the fucking Israeli military. We would give them all of our intelligence, all of our secrets, all of our designs in technology with them, and they would have access to our facilities. We would literally become the United States of fucking Israel. And every single person who voted yes in this just committed treason. You dogs, you absolute pigs. You are representatives. You work for us. You don't work for the companies. You don't work for another country. And certainly not fucking Israel, who is committing genocide. And 6 Democrats voted yes on this. 7 Republicans voted no. But if all the Democrats voted no, we wouldn't be in this mess. So now it's up to the Senate. And I pray to God we get out of this mess. So call your representatives. I don't care how red pill your state is. I don't care how blue. Every single person needs to call your representative. And you tell them, if you vote yes on this bill, I will make goddamn sure you never step foot in office again, you piece of shit. I cannot explain to you how serious this is. We will become the United States of Israel. Treason was committed today in Congress, and no one is doing anything about it. Please help us.
I'm going to explain most of the reasons why the war in Iran was really a bad idea. For starters, the nuclear weapons argument. Earlier in the Trump administration, they launched a bunch of bunker buster bombs, ones that penetrate the ground that said they had destroyed Iran's ability to make a nuke. This means that either Donald Trump lied to us, or they have Tony Stark in Iran somehow rebuilding the facility because they said they were completely destroyed and they couldn't be used. This is a direct quote from Donald Trump, also on the subject matter. Number two, if you are going to attack an oil-rich country, you should do so like once you have the plan for the oil reserves. You don't just do it and then be like, you know, maybe we should have thought about that. Number three, if prices are already high, doing something that would put inflationary pressure in the supply chain makes it a bad idea. These are not debates. A lot of the time, I'm not debating with you, I'm telling you. Because ultimately, it was not planned well. The moment in the economy was not good. Everything was bad for this. Normally, before you go invade a country, you make sure you have things that are built up. That's what we saw with Vladimir Putin and Ukraine. That's what we saw with Saddam Hussein in Kuwait. Very rarely do we see a country haphazardly go into another country, even if the Russia war in Ukraine was really, really done shittily. Russia had enough economic stuff to stave off a complete collapse because you have to plan. Donald Trump sat down, woke up one day and said, you know what, fuck it, hawk him. It was a bad plan. It was executed poorly. The moment when it was done was bad. And ultimately, the justification for the nuclear question should have already been solved with the bunker buster bombs that we dropped on there earlier in Donald Trump's presidency. This is why.
You remember, since this war started, a lot of people thought that something no more is going to end soon. Many people kept saying America is a great nation. They are going to finish all this in a second. You have seen the way each and every started to scatter. Now they are see themselves be defeated of something they have never thought it would happen. When you try to see on this side of this American army, the way they are quitting their jobs massively, most of them, they are keep come out online to say that, why would I risk my life to go in a foreign land to fight over something I don't know? This man promises when he come back in the office, he's going to bring peace. All of the sudden, they started to cause war. These are the people who've been saying that Kamala is the one who is going to bring war on this America. Don't support her. Don't support her. Now see what they are doing. As American citizens, we are just out there. Each and everything they should decide for us. Now they are saying we should go out there to fight in the Middle East or somewhere we don't know. When we lose our life, who is going to take care of us? See the way veterans, they are suffering. See the life they are living. No one look up on them. No one care about them. Each and every time they come out to cry, the way their life is miserable. They are broke. They are in a poverty. They don't have a house. Some they end up being homeless. And yet, as a young generation, we could keep see all this happen and just see we follow the law and the rules. This is what is making a lot of people come out to say that at this time around, people need to think twice. When you try to see the way a lot of parents, they are crying for their kids. Why would I, as a parent, we sign to save this country. We sign to protect this country. How am I going to feel thinking that my kid is out there in the Middle East anytime they can bomb them and analyze them of something I don't know? Who is going to take care of me? No wonder you see a lot of army, they are quitting their jobs because they're saying if things keep moving this way, we may end up being depressed or frustrated of something just we saw it coming. You remember when they said that the politics is a dirty game, this is what people should learn from this. You remember the way these people was out there trying to say that, please, please, please. We are promise you this America, we are going to make America great again. We are going to focus on first Americans. We don't care about the foreign affairs. We don't care about the other people. They should just go out there, solve their issues. Even when we come back, we are going to stop the Ukrainian war. You will see each and everything is mixed right now. They don't know what to do. How come all of the sudden, because of your greedy, your interest, you would choose to send someone's kids in the Middle East? Is just try to see the distance. You see these people in those Middle East, this is a cooperation of different countries. They came together to fight, to protect themselves. When you try to see what America is seeing right now, I don't think someone came out to tell them you are going to get surprised. This is what Iran, they come out to say that we are going to show America a lesson that the next time, don't ever try to come in someone's business. You've been out there, America. We've been hearing you putting different war and laws on us. We've been trying to be humble, trying to hear what you want us to do. But at this time around, how are you going to keep let you controlling us forever? And yet, we are human beings. No wonder this time around this war is something which is getting difficult or at the point where America no longer know what to do. They are looking help here and there. A lot of countries, they say that you started this, you are going to finish by yourself. We kept warning you, don't try to go there, but you never wanted to hear because you thought that you are great. Each and everyone should kneel down for you. Now, this time around, we try to tell you to stop all this you don't want to hear. Since you don't want to hear, it's up to you. No wonder this army, they are trying to say that we don't see hope of tomorrow. We don't see what is going to happen. How are you going to keep suffering in this way? And no one is even ready to hear our cry, our voice. Let us keep protecting this American land, American citizen, each and everything connect to our country. Not always to just go out there, be the cops of the world as if someone is going to pay us or reward us of something we don't know. Guys, let me know what you think about this. Drop your thought in the comment section. Thank you. See you in my next video. Bye.